This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. His name is Jerry Thomas Kaplinger, and he has a brand new book called When I Was a Boy, A Personal History. Jerry, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. Things are going well today.
That's all.
Including a dental appointment that I had, but that's beside the point.
Well, how did the dental appointment go?
Well, it was fine. It was fine. I had a crown mounted, and so that was the end of that operation. So things are good.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear about that. But, you know, tell me all about this brand new book called When I Was a Boy, A Personal History.
Well, it's my experiences growing up as a boy, and you've seen it in the material that's been submitted, in a rural area in southwest Arkansas. And I had some very hard experiences growing up that I felt it was important to bring that out so people, maybe it's going to help somebody who may be in a similar situation in their life. Maybe it will help them to see, to learn of my experiences and how I got through it. I also hope that it will help parents of children who may need to be reminded to use a little gentleness in their approach to raising their children.
Well, why do you say that, though? You know, what happened in your childhood that, you know, you kind of want to instill this ideology?
Well, I describe in the book many acts of physical violence, and just personal rejection from the father, and it was very hard to get through all that. And the only way I did that was to rely on experiences that I'd had outside the home, where I received a lot of praise, a lot of encouragement, a lot of approval, and then basically telling me that I was a good person, and I was not the problem.
Well, what encouraged you to kind of write this book? You know, I mean, obviously it's probably so difficult to go back into your childhood and relive this trauma.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote it because I really think it's a unique story. It's my story, and I think it bears documentation, first of all. And as I said, I enjoy writing, and I wanted to put the story down in writing, and I wanted to also to bring out a lot of the joy that occurred when I was growing up, despite all of this other activity that went on. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy reliving, you know, those experiences and thinking about them.
So, I mean, so something also about you is that you served in the U.S. Air Force during the era of Vietnam. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how that kind of changed your perspective on life.
Well, it was, first of all, I was recognized as being quite intelligent when I went into the Air Force, and was immediately routed to an assignment that would attempt to use that intelligence. In fact, I was routed to nuclear weapons maintenance in the Air Force, and went through the schools, and then went out to my first assignment out in California. And I had the opportunity to test for a skill level certification. That really, it was a little early for me to do that, but I made a good attempt at that and studied and made a passing score on the test that a lot of the others in my unit did not achieve. Mm-hmm. But doing that enabled me to accept an opportunity that came up shortly thereafter, mm-hmm, for people with this higher skill level rating to go to another assignment, back to a training base, and cross-train into another field and become an instructor, which was something that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed.
That's awesome. And it's so great that you got that experience too, you know, because I feel like that's so important, you know, from everything you've been through, to not only be able to serve your country, you know, but also to kind of, you know, get away from the trauma that you were dealing with as a kid, you know, and it's just so horrible that what you've been through, but it's also great that you've been able, you were courage enough to kind of write this all down, this brand new book that you've released, for those to kind of learn about and also try to prevent in their own lives.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
What was going through your mind when you were kind of putting this together? I mean, were there things that you kind of wanted to leave out, or did you kind of hold no back?
Well, it's not a complete history.
Yeah.
First of all, I just tried to hit the high points, but I wanted to hit some, just tell about some things that really were joyful in my life. Mm-hmm. And I, in my opinion, there's a thread of joy that runs throughout the book, even though there are some divergence from that with the other activities that occurred to me.
Mm-hmm. Again, the book is called When I Was a Boy, A Personal History, and it's by Jerry Thomas Kaplinger. Jerry, so tell me about, you know, getting the book finally published. I mean, was it a relief for you? You know, what was going through your mind? Because this is obviously your first book you've ever released. So tell me about, you know, the feeling of, I guess, accomplishment.
Well, yeah. Well, I published my first book. And that was way back in the early 90s that I did that.
Yeah.
And then I've been working on this book basically ever since. And just recently, I was approached by the publisher and looking to republish my first book.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what about publishing this new book that I have in manuscript rather than working on that other one? And so that's how the publishing of this new book occurred. And I felt whenever I was contacted by this particular publisher that, well, this is an opportunity to do the things that I really didn't know how to accomplish. So maybe I should go ahead and take this, mm-hmm. and go with it. Someone says you have to take the tide at the flood to make get on with your life, you know, to become a success. And so that's what I think I have done with the opportunity that came up to me.
You definitely have, and it's such an inspirational book too, you know, for those who pick up. Again, it's called When Was a Boy, A Personal History. Jerry, you know, for those who are just picking up the book for the first time, what's something you want readers to pick up about?
Well, I want them to pick up, one of the things I referred to earlier was the amount of joy that was in my life, the joy of growing up, the joy of doing all of these things. The joy of accomplishing things, mm-hmm. the joy of having approval from my community, from my school, from the people I worked with in Oregon when I was there working in summers working on a farm, and received a great deal of approval and recognition, I guess, of my capabilities, number one, but they really liked me as a person, and that made a world of difference to me.
That's awesome. And Jerry, do you feel like, you know, you've kind of done everything you wanted to do in life? Like, is this like the kind of like the you know, the accomplishment, or do you think there's more that you want to write about?
Well, there may be some more that I will write about. I have been suggested that I write another book about a personal relationship. And that's under consideration. But this book, I think this helps to bring a project to closure. It's one of the, I guess, the best accomplishments of my life,
mm-hmm.
to go ahead and get this completed and out to the public. So whatever happens, happens.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, Jerry, we're excited for people to pick up the book. Again, it is called When I Was a Boy, A Personal History. Where can people pick up the book?
It's available on Amazon, and it's also available on Barnes & Noble.
Well, Jerry, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with everything and best of luck with this brand new book. Again, it's called When I Was a Boy, A Personal History. Jerry, thanks again for joining us here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Zach. It's been a pleasure for me talking with you.
Anytime. You too. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back and more. Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.